What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Kirsten E. Case joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Kirsten is launching something called the Lily Pad Library. And this looks amazing. It involves puppets. Can you talk about first what inspired you to start this?
Sure. I am on the autism spectrum and I'm a music teacher, and I grew up with late 90s, early 2000s children's content that was very slow paced and used a lot of puppets and live characters. And I noticed that a lot of my kids were just kind of stuck with this overstimulating, sometimes not regulated stuff that was on YouTube Kids. Even stuff that's beyond YouTube Kids can still be overstimulating. And I wanted to work on a project that was slow-paced, kind of gave children a safe space to really slow down, imagine, grow. And our main thing is we want to focus on inclusion. It's a special emphasis on neurodivergent audiences. We have a neurodivergent main character, and it's helpful for children who often feel overwhelmed by fast or noisy content.
So this is something you're putting together, like you want to make an honest to goodness show that will come out weekly, and you've got writers, researchers, puppeteers, producers, the whole nine yards.
Yes, we have a whole production team. We have producers who are ex-executives from the Jim Henson Company who have worked on SNL and all kinds of amazing shows. We have writers from Sesame Street. Whole production team is called Big Howl, and they are located in Philadelphia, and they actually work for Philadelphia's PBS station, WHYY, and they make a full puppet live action show currently. And so we are ready to go as soon as we get the funding in.
And Kirsten, I know you've been visiting schools and showing kids the pilot episode. What has the reaction from the kids been like?
So I was lucky enough to bring it to my own school. And
what school is that?
It's a little school called Jackson Walnut Park in Newton. And we have about 150 elementary school kids and then another 150 preschool kids. And so I showed it to our elementary school kids and they loved it. They were asking how the puppets work. It was so funny how a lot of them just weren't even used to the idea of puppet either. They had so many questions about it. Then we made our own puppets. We did some social emotional stuff, talking about what we do when we feel overwhelmed and what we do when we feel like something's too loud. And it was a really great experience. The kids loved it a lot. I had some parents email me that their kids were talking about it when they got home, and they introduced the pilot to their family and watched it at home with mom and dad. And it was just really special that it impacted them that much.
Okay, so you've started a GoFundMe. The goal is $100,000. I'm looking at your GoFundMe right now for how much you've raised, and it is $620.
Yep.
So we have
let's get to it.
We have some work to do, Kirsten.
We sure do.
If you want a link to the GoFundMe page, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. You're going to help Kirsten, creator of LilyPad Library, and this will help film the first season of the LilyPad Library, correct?
Yes.
You'll literally be a producer, so, you know.
Anyone who donates to the GoFundMe does get a production
credit.
Shout out in the credit.
That's amazing.
I love this so much.
Me too.
What an inspiring story. Exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. Can you give us the name of some of the characters real quick that are on the show?
Oh, yes. We have Dot the Frog. She is the main character. She is neurodivergent. We have Lotsa the Axolotl, who in her character bio is Lotsa is, well, a lot. She is very theatrical, constantly tripping over herself, a barrel of fun. We have Finley, the ferret, who's actually based off of a real special little girl in real life with Down syndrome, also named Finley. And we've been talking with Mom about how to perfectly craft the character to make it exactly like her. And then we have two human friends. We have Miss Dottie, who's the librarian at LilyPad Library, and she's kind of a guiding, helpful adult. And then we have Mr. Ollie, who is the town civil engineer for Sing-Along Swamp, where LilyPad Library takes place. And he's always doing stuff to help with town civil infrastructure around the library and is always there to answer the questions that the puppeted characters might have about what he's doing.
Well, Kirsten, you and all of these, what are wonderful sounding characters from the LilyPad Library are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo! Yay! Thank you so much.
Yeah, and again, if you want to find out about this, you want the GoFundMe, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. And we can also share the link for the pilot episode as well, correct?
Yes, our pilot episode was made on a budget of $0, and we just wanted to put something out there so people could see what was going on in our brains.
I love it. I love it. Well, it was great to meet you, Kristen. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is out today. That means we play another round of Can't Conquer Carson.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson. No.
Did we lose her?
We sure did. You want to just take somebody on the phones?
Yep. Go for it, Dan. What
All
are you
right.
going to do?
Let's kick it old school. Let's see who is here.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Sue.
Sue?
Turn your radio down for us, Sue.
Yes.
Sue, where are you from?
I am from East Bridgewater.
Sue from East Bridgewater is your lucky day. You're in.
No.
Yes. Please keep it clean. We're live on the radio, Sue.
Sue, can you please kick Carson out of the studio? We'll start this thing.
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Sue.
Good luck to you.
All right.
And before I forget, Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson is leaving. He's going into that soundproof booth. He does not have a big board, so I don't know what his record is, but he surprisingly wins more than he loses. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. Are you ready, Sue?
I am ready.
All right, question number one. Lawrence Fishburne turned 64 yesterday. He played Morpheus in The Matrix. When Morpheus offers Neo the choice to either stay in The Matrix and keep believing his fake life or to wake up to the real world, how does he present the choices to him? What does he do?
I have no idea.
All right, question number two. Rob Lowe says he's talking to Blue Origin about a potential space trip. Who is Blue Origin owned by?
Musk.
Question number three.
Elon Musk.
In the movie Eternity, Elizabeth Olsen plays a widow who dies and has to choose who to spend eternity with, her first husband or the man she married after he died. It opens up in November if you're interested. Elizabeth Olsen has some famous sisters. Can you name them?
Oh, the twins.
You're right there.
What is...
All right, and question number four. Marc Maron shelled out some serious cash to feature a Taylor Swift track in his new comedy special. He paid $50,000 for 1 minute of Taylor's bonus track, Bigger Than the Whole Sky. That song is off this 2022 album with the lead single, Antihero. Can you name that album?
Antihero.
And question number five. Matt Damon and Ken Jennings won $1 million last night on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I bet Ken Jennings did a lot of the heavy lifting there. The money will be donated to Matt's charity, water.org, to bring clean water to those in need. Name the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Who was the host when that show started?
Oh, my goodness. I see him. He did a morning show. What is his name? Oh, I'm this is so much easier when you know.
You know, I hear that a lot, Sue. All right, we got to get Carson back in the studio. It's all right. Don't feel bad. Carson's back quicker than Kennedy. He takes long strides.
Sorry, I got distracted in there.
You never.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I've been getting birthday text messages from a bunch of people, so
that's
I was
nice.
Just responding. It is. It's nice when you get those.
So Sue from East Bridgewater, this is less nice. She got 0 out of 5.
Oh, no, Sue. That is what we call a Mac.
All right, let's do this thing. We're late. Question number one. Lawrence Fishburne turned 64 yesterday. He played Morpheus in The Matrix. When Morpheus offers Neo the choice to either stay in The Matrix and keep believing his fake life or to wake up to the real world, how does he present the choices to him?
What do you mean? You take the red pill or you take the blue pill?
That is what I mean. 1-0. Rob Lowe says he's talking to Blue Origin about a potential space trip. Who is Blue Origin owned by?
Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos.
Yes, you had the wrong billionaire, Sue.
Who did she say? Elon Musk? Yeah.
In the movie Eternity, Elizabeth Olsen plays a widow who dies and has to choose who to spend eternity with, her first husband or the man she married after he died.
Oh.
It opens in November. Elizabeth Olsen has some famous sisters. Can you name them?
Sure. That's Mary, Kate, and Ashley.
You got it, dude. 3-0.
My daughters loved those two when they, because they're twins. My daughters are twins. They loved their clothing line they had at Walmart back in the day.
Question number four. Marc Maron shelled out some serious cash to feature a Taylor Swift track on his new comedy special. He paid $50,000 for 1 minute of Taylor's bonus track, Bigger Than the Whole Sky. I can't imagine how much a single would have cost.
Wow. All right, Marc Maron.
Bigger Than the Whole Sky is off this 2022 album with the lead single, Antihero. Can you name the album?
Antihero. Let's see. Antihero is, I don't know, Folklore.
Midnight.
Okay.
3-0. Question number five.
Turn in my Taylor Swift card.
Matt Damon and Ken Jennings won the $1 million prize last night on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh.
I didn't know that show was still on. The money will be donated to Matt's charity, water.org, to help bring clean water to those in need, which
That's
is awesome.
Cool. Yep.
Can you name the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis Philbin.
That is correct.
Ah, it's Regis Philbin! 50-50? Phone a friend? Sorry, that's my Regis Philbin impersonation. Do you not remember him screaming at people?
I don't remember him sounding quite like that.
Yeah, he used to yell at people.
You seem a little angrier than old Regis.
He used to get very angry. What are you doing? That was Regis Philbin.
Carson gets the win 4-0. You didn't have to do Sue like that. She's a nice woman.
I'm sorry, Sue.
Sue, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Sue from East Bridgewater, and I could not be Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What do you do? How much do you make? You can call 617-655-1234. We will keep you anonymous. We're not going to say your name, the town that you're from, or where you work. We're just going to ask you some ridiculous questions about your life and your job and your career and how you got there and make a completely uneducated guess as
That's
to how much.
That's usually way off.
We have no idea how to do this at all. Again, 617-655-1234. If you want to do, what do you do? How much do you make? We have a lab associate for a biotech company. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good. So you're a lab associate for a biotech company.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. How long do you have to go to school to get to that gig?
4 years for my bachelor's in biology.
So does lab associate, is that kind of like being the assistant to like the main scientist?
So I actually work in a manufacturing lab. So my company has a machine that does gene imaging, and I make all the chemicals that make the machine run and send it out to our customers.
Do you wear a white lab coat to work every day?
Absolutely.
Are they expensive?
Not really, although we do have to get them cleaned every week, so that does add up.
I don't even understand what she said, but she said what she did.
She handles the chemicals for the imaging of the stuff, Dan.
Oh, duh. Neither
you
one
know,
of
like
us
back in the
like
day,
things that are in our body.
Yeah, back in my day, Kennedy, there used to be there used to be chemicals for making photographs.
Mm.
You know, you have to switch mm-hmm. the photograph
sure, in
the thing.
Room.
Is that what you do? No.
Yeah, she works
quite.
At Photo Hut.
Exactly.
How long have you been at this job?
I've been here for 2 years.
What's the most expensive thing you've bought yourself over the past, say, 5 years?
At the company? Let me think. Honestly, probably just some of our chemicals are super expensive.
No. I meant you personally.
Oh, me personally? Oh, definitely a car.
Okay, what kind of car did you buy?
Toyota Corolla. Nothing
okay.
crazy.
Sensible. She's a sensible
yeah.
woman.
Do you have kids?
I do not, no.
Okay, smart. So she has a little extra money, though. I don't know how that affects what she earns.
It doesn't. We're grasping at straws because we can't understand what she does.
No idea what she... let's see. Do you have any people that work under you?
I do, because I'm actually an associate 3, so I have the associate 2s and 1s under me.
Oh, let's go.
All right, and one other question. Do you need a special security yep. clearance to do your job?
I do, yep. I got a badge.
Oh.
Yep. And if you don't have it, you can't get into the lab.
How long did it take you to get your security clearance?
I got it first day.
Oh, okay. So it's not that hard to get.
Well, it's hard to get the job. Got to go to school for 4 years.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, you ready to make a guess, Dan?
Nope, but let's do it.
All right, a lab associate for a biotech company. I'm going to say $115,000 a year. Dan, what do you think?
Just the word biotech guy. I'm going to go 105.
105? All right. Without saying your name or what
I
you...
I wish.
Okay, what is it?
It's 80 grand.
Oh.
Okay.
The word biotech threw me off. Dollar signs immediately pop in my head when someone says biotech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
for sure.
Well, that's cool. Thanks for sharing what you do.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day.
All right, you
too. Well.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we have somebody who works as a patient service coordinator at a hospital in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Are you the person that has to deal with unruly patients all day long?
I'm in pediatrics, so it's usually the parents who are unruly.
Oh, even worse.
What is the job of a patient service coordinator?
So basically a medical secretary. It's like, I guess you could call it the new term for a medical secretary. I worked for a pediatric specialty practice at a major hospital in Boston.
Whatever it is, it's not enough.
So are you like scheduling appointments and whatnot? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but it gets a little more clinical than that. But yeah, like I'm not a medical professional per se, but, you know, I make the appointments, schedule testing. Now I'm at the department I'm in now. I do scheduling of like surgery, complicated surgeries sometimes. So, yeah.
How many times a day do you get yelled at by a parent of a patient?
I'm super sugary sweet, so I usually can calm them down. But you're dealing with parents, especially the department I'm in now. When your child is sick, you
of
have
course.
To have...
Yeah, you're seeing them in their most frantic state.
Exactly, yeah, especially the role I'm in now.
Right. Did you go to school to get into this field?
No, but I've been in the same with the same organization in the same type of position for about 22 years.
Oh, okay. A little seniority there, 20 plus years. How much vacation time do you get a year now?
About 5 or 6 weeks.
Wow. That's, go off.
That's a combination of holidays and vacation time.
Right. How often do you get sick because your workspace is just a petri dish of sick children?
Not that often. I think by now my immune system has been built up pretty good.
Right.
Your white blood cells are just warriors. They've been through it.
Oh, yeah. I got COVID in the heart of COVID and almost didn't make it. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. We ready to take a guess, Dan?
Sure. So patient service coordinator.
Yeah, at a hospital in Boston.
You've been there 22 years, so that's going to bump me up a little bit.
What do you got?
I'm going to go... 70.
Oh, I'm going 95 on this one. All right. Again, don't say your name or where you work. Just how much you make.
65,000.
I wanted it to be more though. I wanted it to be more.
I do too. Trust me.
But the sick children need you.
Oh, that's very rewarding though, right?
It is. It actually is, especially where I am now.
Right.
So I hope to retire in this position. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
thank you. Keep taking your 5 weeks of vacation.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What do you do? How much do you make? We're going to keep you anonymous. We have someone who is a software engineer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How long did you go to school to become a software engineer?
Just 4 years.
Are you concerned that AI is taking away all these software engineering jobs?
Absolutely. I am terrified.
Yeah. Yeah. I think all jobs are dealing with that. Even our industry. There's fake people on the radio right now that are AI, which is wild.
You think a computer can't play Lady Gaga records like we do?
How big of a company do you work for?
It's pretty massive. It's a federally funded research and development facility, so it's one of the few government funded things.
Okay. What is your day-to-day as a software engineer?
I do spend a little bit of time in the code, but a lot of it's also making like PowerPoints to communicate with government sponsors and communicating with them and managing some people underneath me to make sure that the stuff gets done.
So you're in a management position?
It's kind of a mix.
So when you talk about the code, are we talking about the Matrix?
I can't tell you that.
Do you have a security clearance at your job?
I do.
Yeah. See, I always feel like if you have to have a security clearance at your job, you should be making a little bit more.
Works for the government. You're coding missiles.
Right. He can't tell you, Dan. I have to murder you.
Cough twice if I'm close.
You got very quiet. Okay, let's ask you this. Last time you went on a vacation, where did you go?
I have young kids, so I don't go anywhere for now.
And how long have you been at this company that is government funded?
5 years.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to go first. I'm going over six figures. Our government likes to spend. So I'm going to say $125,000. $125,000.
I had a buddy that used to be that was a software engineer. I know he made some good money. So okay. I think you're in the ballpark.
Okay.
Some 5 years. I'm going to go over you just a bit. I'm going to go 135.
All right. A software engineer, without saying where you work, your name or anything, how much do you make?
157.
157. Nice. Do you get bonuses in that field too?
No, not typically.
No. Like if you code faster? He's like, no.
157,000. I wouldn't want AI to take my job either.
Right. Too bad you had kids, man. You'd have some money. All right. Thanks for sharing that. Okay. What do you do? How much do you make? You work for a big box retail company.
Correct.
In what capacity?
I'm the district manager.
Oh, so you have several stores and lots of people under you.
Yes.
You work like 90 hours a week, don't you?
No.
You don't?
I actually don't.
Good for you.
No, probably about 50 to 60.
Okay. That's a lot of hours, though. That's a lot of hours. Do you get a lot of vacation time?
5 weeks.
Five weeks.
You start on like the floor of one of these stores and work your way up, or do you have like a college degree in business and you ended up at one of these stores as a manager right off the gate?
No college, and I did start on the floor.
Let's go. Success story.
That is awesome. That is very cool. Is your big box retailer one of those stores that lets people who steal things just walk out of the store because you don't want the hassle of catching a shoplifter?
Yes and no, but that's more the law than anything.
How many stores are in your district that you manage?
10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How many miles do you put on your car every year?
Too many.
What is your day-to-day like of overseeing 10 stores?
Typically, 2 store visits in a day.
Are you just showing up and making sure everything's running right, or do you, like, do like, what do you do when you're there? Or do you just go to strike
making
the fear
sure
of God in people?
A little bit of all of that, right? Making sure everything's going right. There may be training classes that I'm conducting or even some that I may be in.
And how many employees at each store?
Anywhere from 150 to 200.
What, and you have 10 of those?
Correct.
And she knows every employee's name.
Wow, your phone is just ringing off the hook 24/7, though.
Well, there are multiple levels underneath me.
Yeah,
so
they all call their manager. They don't call the big boss.
I just feel like your phone is always ringing. Wow, this is impressive. To start on the floor and then end up as a district person over that many stores and people. All right, Dan, you're up first.
I mean, 10 stores of a big chain retail store feels like a good job.
It feels like six figures.
It feels like into the six figures in my brain.
Right, all right.
I want to go like 140.
140. All right. Do you get bonuses, by the way, based on their performance?
I do, 2 times a year.
Okay. Are we including the bonuses in this, Dan? Do you want to change your number?
No, I'll stick with it.
Okay. I'm going to go 190.
Oh, wow.
After bonuses. 190 after bonuses.
All right. So are we going with bonus or without?
With
bonus. Start without.
All right. So base is 165.
What's with?
It varies based on performance, but over 220.
And you started just working the floor. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I love that. I love that so much. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
She sounds like a wonderful person
who's
earned it and deserves it. God. There's hope out there for people like us, Dan.
No, there's not. It's a little late in the game for us to work our way up from the floor to district manager.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is out today, so that means we're going to play another round of Can't Conquer Carson.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Michelle from Boston.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm doing good. Michelle, my pal. Santé mon qui vont très bien ensemble. Très bien ensemble. I will say the only words I know.
What was that?
The Beatles, Dan.
It was an old 60s song.
Sure.
I'm old.
I think of White from the movie Dodgeball, where after he goes, nobody makes me bleed my own blood, and he snaps his finger and goes, Michelle! And pulls up on the Vespa. Different generations.
Different generations.
Michelle, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Michelle.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100. He doesn't have a big board. I don't know his record, but he wins more than he loses. He won earlier today. Are you ready?
Oh, no. I am.
Don't say oh, no. Have faith in yourself.
Okay.
Actor Wesley Snipes turned 63 today. Wesley was sentenced to 3 years in prison back in 2008. What did he do?
Robbery.
Question number 2. Jason Momoa shaved his beard for the first time in 6 years for Dune 3. He was not happy about it. Who plays the lead role of Paul Atreides in the Dune movies?
I have no idea.
All right, question number 3. 15 years ago today in 2010, Alicia Keys married hip-hop producer Swizz Beatz. Alicia Keys has a song with Jay-Z that spent 5 weeks at number 1. Can you name it?
Empire State of Mind.
And question number 4. Ed Sheeran is teasing another new song on TikTok. Which Ed Sheeran song has these lyrics? When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? What is that song?
Oh, I can sing it.
That was spoken word, Ed Sheeran, for you.
Get back where we are. I remember the chorus of it.
All right, question number 5. Gremlins 3 is ready to start production. It's just waiting on the go-ahead from Steven Spielberg. In the movie, Gremlins come with 3 rules. Can you name all 3 rules that the Gremlins come with?
No.
That was quick. I like it. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Oh, I always do well, and I think this one was tough.
You know, sometimes the questions just aren't in your wheelhouse. That's okay.
No, not at all.
Carson, you're getting off easy today.
Well, I said I was going to throw the game to give away Sal's money.
But you're going to have to really try.
Okay.
First hour, they got 0 out of 5. We made an improvement. Second hour, we got 1 out of 5.
Okay, okay. Good job, Michelle.
You forgot. Shoot! Leave me hanging there.
Sorry, buddy.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, question number 1. Actor Wesley Snipes turned 63 today. Wesley was sentenced to 3 years in prison back in 2008. What did Wesley Snipes do?
Tax evasion?
Your failure to file his returns, tax evasion, yes. 1-0. Jason Momoa shaved his beard for the first time in 6 years for Dune 3. He looks like a different human. He wasn't happy about it. Who plays the lead role of Paul Atreides in the Dune movies?
Timothée Chalamet.
That is correct. 2-0. 15 years ago today in 2010, Alicia Keys married hip-hop producer Swizz Beatz. Alicia Keys has a song with Jay-Z that spent 5 weeks at number one. Can you name it?
Empire State of Mind.
3-1 going to question number four.
You're going to play it when we're done?
Do you want to?
Could you?
Yeah, I have the buttons over here. I'll play whatever.
Okay.
All right, question number four. Ed Sheeran is teasing another new song on TikTok. Which Ed Sheeran song has these lyrics? When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? There was weird looking in your eyes saying that. Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks?
Honey, I can't think of it right now because the music in my head.
Thinking out loud.
Thinking out loud. Thank you.
Great song. And question number five. Gremlins 3 is ready to start production. It's just waiting on the go-ahead from Steven Spielberg. In the movie Gremlins, they come with three rules. Can you name all three?
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, don't feed them after midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get them wet. And no bright light.
That is correct.
Wow, that was a deep
hole. Good job.
That was
4-1.
That's the stuff I remember, Dan. I can't remember the lyrics to a song we played 5,000 times, but a movie from the 80s, I can remember the three rules for Gremlins.
The Gremlins are incredibly important.
The Mugwai, Dan.
Yeah.
The Mugwai of it all.
Mugwai.
Yes, Mugwai.
Michelle, unfortunately, we can't give you $100, but we do appreciate you playing.
Damn it, I forgot I was supposed to throw the game. It's the old age.
And we have a cool prize for you, even though Carson.
Yeah, listen to this. You've got a pair of tickets to go see Nate Bargatze playing the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. There's a third show now added on August 9th at 3 p.m. Those tickets for you are for that show. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yes. I'm Michelle from Dorchester, and I can't conquer Kennedy.
Carson. Close enough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Well, Producer Dan, tomorrow is the big day for you.
Yeah, well, today's the day I got to do all the work. My movers are coming 10:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Right.
And so I was on the phone with Eversource yesterday trying to get my power switched.
Yeah, explain this story to me. So you're staying in your apartment complex.
But I am. I'm staying in the same complex, but I'm moving buildings.
Right.
There's like five or six different buildings in my complex, and I'm moving from one to another, from a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom. And so I have to shut my power off in my current apartment.
Of course.
Have it shut off on 8-1 when I move.
Right.
And have the other apartment ready to turn on 8-1 when we move in there.
It's just adulting things.
Sure. Riveting stuff. But I ended up spending like 2.5 hours on the phone with Eversource trying to get my power switched because it turns out somebody else already had their name on my new apartment to have their power turned on August 1st.
Well, that's awesome. I just left it. You don't have to pay for it.
Well, it's awesome until they shut it off and I don't have power.
Yeah, but you deal with that when that happens.
So I call them, like, yeah, somebody already has this apartment. And I was like, no. It's empty right now. It's completely empty.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know what's going on, but there's someone else has not claimed my apartment, sir.
Did somebody just forget to turn it off when they moved out?
No, because it's been empty for a few months.
Oh, okay.
So they said, we can't put your name on this new apartment because someone else's name is already on it. And I was like, well, get them off. I have a lease that says this is mine.
Right.
And they said, we can't put two people's names on it because we don't know who's telling the truth or who's not. And I was like, there's just a confused woman out there
right.
who isn't going to have power on August 1st to her actual apartment because she put in the wrong apartment number.
Did they ever figure it out?
Yeah, I had to call like the real estate agent and get a meter number.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, you have to get the meter number. He's like, where's that? He goes, it's in the meter room. And I go, where's the meter room? He goes, it's usually downstairs in the basement. I go, can I get in there? He goes, no, it's locked. And I was like, well, you're not being helpful. So eventually he calls the maintenance guy. He gets the meter number, and I give it to Eversource. And they're like, and it matched the one that they had. So they finally kicked her off and put me on.
Nobody ever figured out about that woman?
No, so now this poor woman is going to show up to an apartment on August 1st and be like, well, the light switch ain't switching.
Right, for whichever one she's moving into.
Oh.
But the real estate person didn't know the name. They can't look it up. Isn't there like a like an office for the complex?
That's a whole nother thing. We have the worst maintenance man in the history.
Well, I'm not talking about the maintenance man. Like, I've lived in plenty of apartments over the years, and every apartment complex I ever lived in had some office that you would go to, and there was usually one or two people that worked in the office.
That the maintenance man is the point of contact for everything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. There's nobody on site? There's not an office on site?
Mm-mm.
Huh. You sure?
Yeah. I've lived there for 3 years.
That's wild. I've never heard of an apartment complex that didn't have like a manager.
It's not a huge apartment complex like you're probably thinking.
Right.
But so no, they don't have that.
Okay. All right. Which would explain the no power.
So we got the keys yesterday.
Yeah.
So we walked up and saw the apartment, and the door is now warped. It was not warped when we signed it. So I immediately, when I got the keys, I go, what the hell happened to the door?
Yeah.
And he goes, the maintenance guy locked his stuff inside of the apartment and then had to crowbar his way in through the door to get his stuff out. So now the door has a giant, like you can see in like almost through the door, and it kind of jams a little bit now. And I was like, I'm moving in here in like 2 days, and this wasn't broken when I signed the lease.
Right.
I was like, are you going to fix it? He's like, I don't know. I can't get a hold of him. And I was like, he couldn't have called you for the keys? He broke in to my apartment?
Oh, Dan.
So yeah, there's a lot going on at the moment. But we move on Friday.
And I'm sure Kaylee handled that perfectly fine.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. But like, I've never heard you broke in with the crowbar into my apartment.
You had the key, right?
No, not yet. I got it yesterday.
Oh,
I just
okay,
found
so
out.
They didn't have it. You didn't have it yet.
So in between June, whatever, when I saw it, and yesterday, he broke in with the crowbar.
Oh, I would be,
and hasn't fixed the door.
I would be raising hell today, Dan.
Yeah, there's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Can't get power. There's a door half open. Everything's great.
Yeah, it's not stressful at all in my life at the moment.
No, it's fine. How much have you gotten packed?
Zero.
Okay.
No, that's not true. One box. A bookshelf. I got a bookshelf in. I'm glad you're enjoying this.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because I've been there.
I can tell you that bookshelf's clean, though. Clean as a whistle, nothing on that.
Do you have boxes to pack into?
Yeah, I have like 10 maybe, which I don't know if it's going to be enough.
Right.
But
your car's kind of small.
Well, I don't have to drive. I'm in the same building.
You're going to walk your boxes?
Yeah, well, it's across the parking lot.
Right.
There'd be nowhere to drive to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was that close in the...
It's a small complex.
Maybe a dolly?
We hired some strapping high school kids to move the heavy stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not a moving company?
We were looking at a moving company, right? And I'm not going to say the name. They wanted like almost $1,000.
It's not cheap.
And I'm like, I'm not paying $1,000 to move across the parking lot.
We did it. We moved five streets and it cost us thousands of dollars to move like three streets.
So Kaylee's brother used to coach lacrosse at a high school. And these are high school kids from Kaylee's town.
Right.
They used to be her brother's players. And he was like, you want me to text them? They do moving in the summer. And we were like, yeah, strapping young athletes.
Lax Pro Movers.
That's exactly it. And they did it for like a third of not even, maybe less, like, it is perfect.
Right. This story is like, it just keeps unfolding. It's better and
so
better
it's
and better.
Me, Kaylee, and a couple high school lacrosse players and get this done tomorrow.
They're going to be out there playing wall ball.
My messed up door.
Against your broken door.
And
power.
There's still, the person who used to live there, there's two giant couches and an exercise bike right next to my door. I had to move the exercise bike to get into the door yesterday.
The broken door?
Yeah. And I was like, why is this all still here? The real estate agent hates the maintenance guy because he doesn't do anything.
Apparently.
He's like, I've been calling him for 2 months. He won't move it.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you for sharing, Dan.
Thanks. It's going to go great tomorrow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right, Kennedy is out today. The Dirty is brought to you by FindMassMoney.org. We got more rumors about Katy Perry and her new man. We'll get to that in just a minute. But we're going to start first with what unfolded yesterday at Ozzy Osbourne's service in England as his family laid him to rest in his hometown of Birmingham, where thousands lined the streets to pay tribute. There was a coffin in a hearse decked out in purple flowers spelling Ozzy. It rolled slowly past Broad Street, right through the city where Black Sabbath got their start, and the Black Sabbath Bridge. Now, there's a commemorative bench that sits there, a local brass band called Boston Brass, no relation to the city of Boston. They played Iron Man along the route as his widow Sharon and kids Kelly, Jack, Amy, and Louie stepped out to lay flowers at the memorial and took a long look at the tributes.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Gives you chills. It really was more of like a celebration than anything else. People were hanging out of windows, chanting, Ozzy, 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 oi, oi, oi.
And Amy being there was apparently a big deal. She's not been seen in public in a long time. Sharon, with tears in her eyes, managed to flash the crowd a peace sign before leaning on her children. Fans, as you say, were chanting Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. They were throwing flowers at the hearse. The procession then moved on toward a private burial later in the day in Buckinghamshire. Of course, Ozzy died on July 22nd, just a few weeks after Black Sabbath's final show with the original lineup that happened July 5th at Villa Park. He was 76 years old. And as you said, in true Ozzy style, the family honored his wishes. No sad moat fest, just a raucous celebration of a life lived very loud.
I mean, talk about a guy who really made a mark. I was thinking about it yesterday while I was watching that. That normally music is so derivative of something else, or especially today, you can always look at somebody and say, oh, this is where they got that. Mm-hmm. Or this is where they kind of took a piece of that from an artist they liked. But with Ozzy, there was nobody like Ozzy before Ozzy. Mm-hmm. He was like an anomaly in the system. He was a one of one rarity.
And a lot of the stuff that you hear after Black Sabbath comes from Ozzy. Everybody emulates him. He didn't emulate anybody else. Well, as you know, Sean Diddy Combs just got hit with a split verdict in his federal case back in New York. It turned out not guilty on the big charges of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy, which would have sent him away for life. But he was convicted on two counts under the Federal Mann Act, transporting individuals across state lines for prostitution-related purposes. So now his legal team is swinging back, filing documents yesterday in court demanding either the convictions be tossed or a brand new trial just on those two counts. They say Diddy didn't arrange travel, didn't pay for sex, and didn't even get intimate himself. He was allegedly just a voyeur at these freak-off sessions, filming and watching. They argue those claims are protected by the First Amendment as private amateur pornography. Now, Diddy is actually still sitting in a Brooklyn federal lockup. His lawyers have put together a request for bail. $50 million, and this is what they're pledging. They're pledging his Miami mansion, that he'll surrender his passport, and they will have strict travel limits. The jury has penciled in sentencing for October 3rd. They could send him away for anywhere from a couple of years up to 20 years. Most analysts say it'll most likely be 4 to 5 years, maybe less since he's already done a year. He seems he's dodged the worst, but at age 55, he's still got some problems. A bunch of legal things on the horizon with a civil pileup of more than 40 lawsuits, including serious allegations from Cassie Ventura and others dating back through the years.
Yeah, he should just take the dub. He was going to get like 30 to life.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
He's got too much money not to try and fight it. At least I think he still has a lot of money. All right, so Kennedy reported this yesterday on the show. We're talking about astronaut Katy Perry and a new man.
Stop calling her an astronaut. She took a space bus.
So Kennedy shared yesterday that Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau, Canada's former prime minister, were spotted a couple of days ago out having dinner and would look like a cozy little drink session with Katy Perry. Well, there's now more good gossip as Justin Trudeau was seen at Katy Perry's concert in Montreal. And he had himself some pretty good seats, too.
Well, he's the former prime minister. I hope he's not in the bleachers.
It'd be great, just Justin sitting somewhere in the 300s.
He's just out front like, anybody got tickets?
Now, folks close to Trudeau are saying they're just friends. Sure, maybe. But the video of them earlier the same day walking her dog and spending a fair bit of time together doesn't look like a just quick catch-up between old buddies, if you ask me. Now, for those keeping score, Katy's been single since she and Orlando Bloom split up. They have a daughter together, Trudeau, and he split from his wife, Sophie, last year. They were together for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, I'm not saying there's anything going on for sure. That's not my place, Dan.
But they're always just friends until they're not.
But it doesn't take a detective to wonder what might be brewing here. You can draw your own conclusions.
Katy Perry is a double agent for America to try to lower the tariffs Canada has set.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Well, you're 2 for 2 today. Let's see if we can mess that up.
No, you can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Barbie from Rockland.
Good morning, Barbie.
Good morning, Carson.
How are you doing today?
Not bad, you?
I'm doing good.
Barbie, can
Happy
you kick...
Thank you.
There you go. That was nice.
I appreciate it.
Barbie, can you kick Kennedy? Can you get Carson out of the studio?
No respect.
Barbie, can you kick somebody out of the studio?
Like Rodney Dangerfield over here.
We're falling apart.
Get out of there.
All right, I'm out. Bye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than whoever's playing, you're going to win $100. Yeah. Are you ready, Barbie?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. Listerine mouthwash insured Cynthia Erivo's mouth for $2 million because it's her, quote, most valuable asset. Cynthia Erivo got a Best Actress nomination at the Oscars last year. Which movie did she get that for?
Wicked.
Question two. Mark Cuban turned 67 today. He became a billionaire and purchased the Dallas Mavericks. Then he became famous to a whole other portion of America when he began starring on which TV show?
Shark Tank.
The lead singer of this band turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest songs and then name the band, please, Barbie.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and a radio.
Who is that band?
Jack Brown.
Question number four. Chapel Roan posted a preview of her video for The Subway. True or false, Chapel Roan has had a song reach number one in the country.
False.
And question number five. Snooki reunited with the cop who famously arrested her at the Jersey Shore 15 years ago. Let's play a game of Jersey Shore lingo, Barbie. What did MVP stand for on the show?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, then let's get Carson back in the studio.
Okay.
Passion.
He's busy playing on his phone. So, Barbie, what was it like for you as a Barbie when the Barbie movie came out?
It was awful.
It was awful? Oh, no. Why is that?
Just, you know, a bunch of little jokes.
All right, welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Bobby from Rockland. She got 4 out of 5 correct.
What? Let's go.
Woo-hoo!
Nice job.
She is Knuff.
Ha!
When she sit over here in this chair, the jokes just come naturally.
Yeah, they do. Something happens when you sit in that chair, Dan.
Are you ready, Carson?
Yes.
Question one. Listerine mouthwash insured Cynthia Erivo's mouth for $2 million because it's, quote, her most valuable asset.
Huh.
Cynthia Erivo got a Best Actress nomination at the Oscars last year. Which movie did she get that for?
Wicked.
That is correct.
I saw the trailer when I went and saw the new Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, for the new one?
Yeah. Looks really good,
it's
actually.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Question two. Mark Cuban turned 67 today. He became a billionaire and then purchased the Dallas Mavericks. And then he became famous to a whole other portion of America when he began starring on which TV show?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank is correct. 2-2. The lead singer of this band turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest songs and then please name the band.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio.
Seen him many a time at Fenway Park. Zach Brown Band.
That is correct. 3-3. Question number four. Chapel Roan posted a preview of her video for The Subway. Mm. I think it drops tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Tonight at midnight.
True or false? Well, midnight's tomorrow.
Keep it moving, Dan.
True or false? Chapel Roan has had a song reach number one in the country. Is that true or is that false?
That's a really good question. I'm going to say yes. Oh,
well, she's never had a number one.
Wow.
She's had 3 songs in the top 5, but never hit them one spot.
Okay.
4-3 going into the final question, which you need to get right, or Sal's coming right back
here
down
he comes,
here.
Stomping down the hall, I bet.
Woohoo!
Snooki reunited with the cop who famously arrested her on the Jersey Shore 15 years ago. Yeah. I'm a good person.
I saw that. Pretty good.
Let's play a game of Jersey Shore lingo.
Okay.
What did MVP stand for on the show?
MVP?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a big part of the show.
MVP. Yeah, I don't know that one, Dan. I don't remember MVP. Most ballinest player. That's the only MVP I know.
Mike, Vinny, and Polly. That's what they called themselves.
Oh,
the trio MVP.
Wow. Okay.
4-3.
Hey.
Sal's money is flying out of his pocket as we speak.
Let's go. Congratulations, Barbie.
All right.
But not only do you get $100, we also have a cool pair of tickets for you.
Yep. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Ah, ah, ah. Yeah.
You have won yourself a pair of tickets to go see astronaut Katy Perry on August 8th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, so you enjoy that show.
Great, thank you.
And now, Carson.
Yes.
Is there anything would you like to say to our Supreme Leader Barbie from Rockland before we get
yes.
out of here?
Yes.
Woo!
My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't beat Barbie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.